Players abroad on Soccer La Duma Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the flight. This is your captain, Slew Paho. We are traveling to Condeixa a Nova, Portugal. Joining me in the cabin is Jason Clifford, a striker who is playing for Club Condeixa. The former SuperSport United reserve has become a bit of a globetrotter, playing in Malta, Lithuania, and now Portugal. For your safety, please keep your seatbelts fastened at all times. Flight 006 is cleared for takeoff. Enjoy the flight.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
I'm happy to be joined on the line by an attacker from South Africa. He is currently playing for Club Condeixa. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. His name is Jason Clifford. Jason, welcome to the show.
Yo, hey, thanks for having me.
So, is it Club Condeixa? Did I get that right?
Club Condeixa. It's a third league side here at the minute. They actually just got promotion. They got a really nice project, very nice facilities. Yeah, it's small. It's very small. I like it.
So let's rewind to your early career with SuperSport United Reserves. Where were you before then, and how did you get the chance to trial for SuperSport United?
Before Super, I was playing for Stars of Africa with Farouk Khan. I was there for like about a year, I think. It was really like, I was honestly like a major change like in my development technically as a footballer. Like Farouk actually put so much emphasis on like the technical development of his players. It's like really what we don't have in South Africa like right now. But yeah, so from there, it was actually an open trial, and coach Cornelio Coppo, I'm not sure if he's still at SuperSport or, but yeah, he spotted me, and basically I joined up there for like the next 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah, from under 19s, under 17, something like that.
Okay, cool. So from there, you went to Guja United in Malta. So I wanted to ask, what was your family's reaction to the news that you'd be going overseas to play professionally?
Oh, you know, it's mixed emotions. You know, it's a huge distance. You know, you don't really get to, like, you know, obviously you're alone all the time, and like things are different, you know. You don't have the support around you. You have to sort of struggle on your own. So it was mixed emotions, but yeah, you know, we made the move, and no looking back, I suppose.
Yes, and when did you get an agent in your career? Because I'm assuming you didn't go overseas for a trial or anything like that. So how did the deal come together?
I didn't have an agent, but there was a friend of mine. Actually, is playing or. Playing for Chiefs now, Wade Moody. His father, Wade had actually gone to Goodyear United before me, and so his father had a decent relationship with the president and offered a few of us up for trials. Oh. So I went there like through a family friend, and then yeah, I ended up staying. But now since I haven't had an agent, I don't work really with agents, to be honest, like per se. But I do have a manager from Ivory Coast. He's always like, so he flew to me in Malta. He watched one game, and then he's just everywhere I've been since then, he's just been a part of it, you know what I mean? So I appreciate it. Like,
so what was your year in Malta like? How did you handle the change in culture?
Oof, Malta, it's different. It's a slow lifestyle, you know. It's an island. So it's really like holiday kind of like culture, you know. It's not like Josie, not like how it is, you know. I'm trying to think back to Malta, bro. It's a long time ago. You know, I've been to Lithuania since. I've been to a few places. it was slow. But look, I was 19 when I got there. And I got the chance to play with the senior players, like Maltese national team players and established players like who were obviously like on their way down in their career, like in their later stages, I should say. So it was a new experience for me, and then after that is really where like I started getting a bit more serious, you know, because the Malta league is a bit slow paced. So for being a teenager, it's good, but then after that, you obviously need to grow, you know, you need to push out and see what else is there.
And how was the level of football in Lithuania, and how did your development as a player improve there?
Yeah, Lithuania was the so far up until today the biggest change, like for me football wise. I think that when I got there, I met up with Mariano Barreto, top Portuguese coach. He's coached Ghana national team. He's coached U Youth Club, and he had a team of like former players, great assistant coaches, João Martins, top coach, and I spent every single day training, and they kept me off the training, and I was just training, bro. Like, you know what I said? The guys like don't stop you. Sorry, but I went flabbergasted. But yeah, they just kept you. They just keep you training the whole time. It's like actually insane. So I think that tactically, I learned a lot. Technically, finishing, that's where I had my major improvements under, you know, in Lithuania. Because the level in Lithuania is, it's a lot higher than Malta. They play a physical game, similar to Russia. Very big players, physical, so you have to be really strong. You always got a gym. It's different. It's honestly, it's different to here where I'm at right now, like Portugal, a bit more technical, but similar to South Africa in terms of how you like to play with the ball, these kind of things. But you have to adjust. You just move on, you know?
Yes. So you mentioned that your club recently got promoted. Is this a road to glory that we're about to watch? Are you planning on staying with them, or are there moves elsewhere?
No, I'm here at Kondesha. I've got 6 months left. We actually, the goal is to stay in the league at the moment, yeah. So I had a struggle to leave Lithuania. That's how I ended up here. So being here now, they've actually given me a really good chance to get back playing. So I really want to help them.
So I wanted to ask, do you still keep up with local football? And who's your favorite club down here in the PSL?
I've been at Mokosi Boy, I can't lie. But yeah. Since a kid, you know, I've supported Chiefs, man. But Vets is home, to be honest.
Good Vets, Vets.
Yeah, always watch, see what they're doing. My friend is... okay, I won't say anything, actually. We'll see what happens.
All right. So
we'll see what happens.
Moving forward, what would you say your long-term ambitions are as a footballer? And do you ever see yourself making a return to South Africa, even if it's later in your career?
Yeah, of course. Like, I'm open to the PSL. I've never really been close to the PSL, but like I said, I'm 24 next month. So I think got a couple more years maybe to see what happens this side, and then, you know, see what can happen, and then, you know, possibly go back to PSL or go elsewhere, man. Possibilities are endless.
Definitely. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us on this edition of Players Abroad. Best of luck for your career moving forward, and thanks for joining me on the line.
Thanks a lot, Slim, man. No problem.
Crew, please prepare the cabin for landing. That is how we wrap up Flight 006 of Players Abroad. Let us know who you'd like us to talk to next. Always great to catch up with South Africans playing overseas. We have landed safely in Mzansi on our return from Portugal. Thank you for joining me on Sokola Duma Airways. From myself, your captain, Slu Paho, and my editor / co-pilot, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.